Hello, Fredcast listeners. This is David, and welcome back to the Fredcast. What you're about to hear is the Fredcast, episode number 83. It was recorded last week, right after day one of the Interbike trade show. But then I had to run out for a business trip. I went overseas, and I was not able to upload the show. Then when I was ready to upload the show, well, I had bandwidth issues with the Fredcast.com. What does that mean? Well, it means that so many people were downloading the Fredcast over the last month that I exceeded my bandwidth limit and got shut down by my internet service provider. Well, I've since taken care of that. Money fixes everything, don't you know? And I am finally ready to bring you the last two shows from the 2007 Interbike Trade Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. So without further ado, here comes the Fredcast, episode number 83, the way it was originally recorded last week. I hope you enjoy. Oh, and by the way, stay tuned because episode 84 is hot on the heels of this episode, number 83. I hope you like what we've done from Interbike in 2007. Welcome to episode 83 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for September 27th, 2007. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Welcome back to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the home of Interbike 2007, the industry's trade show. And today, once again, I'll be bringing you a number of great interviews from right here on the show floor at Interbike. If you've missed the previous two shows, go back and listen to them. Then sit down with this one, sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes another Interbike edition of the Fredcast. Fredcast is brought to you by Cambria Bicycle Outfitters. Cambria Bicycle Outfitter is here on the show floor choosing the next products to put into their website to bring you the best deals and the best cycling products available. And for the best offer for Fredcast listeners, go to www.thefredcast.com and click the CBO link. Cambria Bicycle Outfitters, they outfit Fredcast listeners and the world. Well, welcome back to the Interbike edition of the Fredcast, and one bit of interesting news from the show floor today, and that was the announcement of the new Tour of America. The Tour of America is going to be, well, it's being billed as what could be the largest spectator event in the history of sports in the United States, covering approximately 4,000 miles. For those of you not in the U.S., that's 6,000 kilometers from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, with 27 stages of world-class professional cycling during 30 days of competition. The organizers announced that they're going to invite 25 of the most elite cycling teams in the world, and that there will be a prize purse currently pegged at $11 million. And that's the largest purse of any international cycling event. It's just mind-blowing to think that we're going to have a grand tour of our own. Now, we've called the Tour of California and the Tour of Georgia and the Tour of Missouri grand tours before, but this truly is a grand tour-style event. The president of the organizing company, AQU, that's A-Q-U, said, quote, "This event will be the greatest international cycling event in the world. The Tour of America will provide the largest prize pool to international cyclists ever offered in history, and will ensure quality competition from beginning to end. We are excited to finally bring one of the world's largest spectator sports to the United States through a major international competition." Now, as of press time, I do not have the date for this event. As soon as I do, I'll bring it to you here on the Fredcast. And I don't know about you, but I am really excited about this event. Now, speaking of excited, I'm here at Interbike, and what's more exciting than being here at this major, important international trade exhibition for the bicycle industry? And I had the chance to spend some time in the Shimano booth with a very excited Devin Walton, who's in media relations for Shimano, and he's a great spokesman for his company. So here's how that interview went, and you'll be able to hear about a lot of new, exciting Shimano products for 2008. in the Shimano booth and talking to Devin Walton, and you have a gorgeous piece of equipment in front of me. Tell me what that is.
This is the brand new Dura-Ace carbon fiber crank. And some would say it's been a long time coming, but the bottom line is we wouldn't do something like this until all the right things were in place to be able to provide something that's not only lighter, which is pretty easy to do with carbon fiber, but overcome the challenge of actually making something that is as stiff, if not more efficient, than our aluminum version. And in this case, we were able to achieve that. This crank is a little over 30 grams lighter than our aluminum crank. At the same time, is actually 10% more rigid, 10% stiffer, so it's even more efficient than our aluminum crank. So that's what's really great about this crank.
So there are obviously other carbon cranks on the market. Shimano took their time before coming out with this. What was it specifically that you did, or what technological barrier did you go over before you were ready to release this?
Right. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the depth of our carbon fiber experience. Our first carbon fiber rod was actually in the late 70s. We were actually the first to produce a carbon fiber shoe sole. These are things that we've been around for a long time. We've been messing with carbon fiber for a lot longer than some companies have been in business. And so what it was is actually a lot of trial and error and working with producing something that would actually, or creating that perfect balance, really, with the types of materials that are available and also with the types of manufacturing techniques available to us, too. Because obviously it has to be something that can be produced on some sort of larger scale. I wouldn't call this mass-produced like a lot of our more affordable components. At the same time, it is something that has to be reproduced consistently and meet quality standards that we have. So it's not something that's just that is... Would show the kind of inconsistencies of a lot of things that you might call handmade or something like that.
What's special about the bottom bracket and the BB axle on this crank?
The bottom bracket on this actually mimics what we did with the new XTR. So it's the oversized billet axle. The left-hand attachment is a new spline, which bolts on and actually has a micro-adjustable bottom bracket bearing adjustment. What that does is it saves a little bit of weight, and that was the big reason for going with that on this particular system.
Now we've moved over to another part of the booth, and you got a couple of shoes there. Tell me what we're looking at.
I do have a couple pairs of shoes, and what we're looking at is something that's really neat. It actually follows on the coattails of the custom fit shoes that we introduced last year. It's a high-end, pro quality road shoe that actually is heat moldable and vacuum formed to your foot. That was done through a series of thermally molded panels that are in the upper and the heel cup. And also an insole that is thermally molded, and it provides like a perfect fit. As we know, nobody has 2 feet that are exactly the same, so we often buy a shoe for one of our feet, and the other one just kind of like lives with it. In this case, you can actually have a perfectly fitting pair of shoes. This year, we've introduced a more affordable version of that same concept, and this is the SHR220 road shoe. As you can see, it has a carbon sole, has a three strap upper with a buckle on the top, and this uses one of the ways that this becomes a little bit more affordable as a heat moldable shoe is that it actually uses a thermal material in the heel cup, which is one of the really important areas, and then also the footbed. That insole is also thermally moldable, so you get something that is still fits really well, and you get the advantage of that custom fit, but it brings the price point down significantly. This is something that retails for $250 versus the $350 price point of the top-of-the-line shoe.
So describe for me how the consumer would get this fitted to their feet.
What they'll do is they'll go in and find the closest size that fits with the shoe before it's pre-molded. Then they'll sit down with their retailer that has an oven, actually, and a vacuum pump, and it's all set up for them. They'll sit down, and that retailer will actually put the shoes on for them. They'll start by forming the insoles first. Once the insoles are formed, then they'll actually heat up the shoe, cook those, and then place their feet in those. Their feet will slide into a plastic bag that has a vacuum pump, and then that will pull all of the air out of it and form the shoe exactly to their feet. Eliminates all the hot spots, and also means that your heel's not going to slip out of the heel cup as you're pedaling.
And I've done this with my ski boots for years, and it is the ticket to making sure that your shoes or your boots fit properly.
Exactly the same concept. And then the other neat thing is that that we've also got, for the first time, a women's specific version of a custom fit shoe. This is the Shimano WR80. And this is the same price point, a lot of the same features with a carbon sole and, you know, three strap closures with a buckle at the top. And, again, that same heat moldable heel cup and also the insole. Now, the way that the women's last differs is that it has a little bit lower, narrower heel cup and also a lower volume front end of the shoe, too. And that's just something that, in general, is a better fit for a woman.
And what are you holding here in your hand?
One other thing I have is that there's also one other way to kind of, on a budget, get a nice semi-custom fit shoe. And that's what we've started offering, our thermally formed insoles separately. So for about $35, you can buy a pair of these, take them home, and in the privacy of your own home, actually heat these up and place them in your existing Shimano shoe or whatever shoe that you have to kind of create that semi-custom fit.
What's the model number on this one?
This is actually just called our custom fit insole.
So can just go to their dealer and ask for that. That's excellent.
That's correct.
So now we are standing in front of some awesome looking wheels. You're really trying to get me out of my current wheel set. Tell me what we're looking at.
Well, actually, that's what's really great about this is an awesome looking pair of wheels. What you wouldn't suspect when you first look at it is it's actually our entry level wheel that retails for about $300. It's a low spoke count wheel with bladed spokes, and at about a little over 1,800 grams, it is actually, interestingly enough, about the same weight as our original Dura-Ace wheel. So a very high performance wheel for $300. So this is the new Dura-Ace tubeless wheel. So this is the second generation of our Dura-Ace tubeless, and what we've done here is actually, rather than simply focus on losing weight with this next generation, we've improved the integrity and some of the compatibility in a lot of places. The design has changed quite a bit, where the hubs are completely new. In fact, the rear hub has a wider hub flange, which creates more rigidity, and then also, you can see from the design that we've actually moved the spoke nipples to the outside of the rim versus being towards the center of the hub, which is something I think the mechanics will really appreciate because it becomes a lot more traditional in terms of maintenance that way. At 1,490 grams approximately on this wheel set, we're looking at something that, again, isn't a huge weight savings over the prior generation. However, it does save a few grams, and we do that by actually putting on a titanium free hub body versus the aluminum free hub body that was on there. Something that has, it's a higher integrity metal, but it also allows us to create compatibility for 8, 9, and 10 speeds, where before we only had 10 speed compatibility with our Dura-Ace wheels. So that's something that those people with the older Dura-Ace groups will really appreciate.
And a price point on these?
Price point on these is about $1,000.
Okay. All right, next up, you've got another set of Dura-Ace wheels. Tell me about these.
Yeah, we've got a big lineup of new Dura-Ace wheels, and this one is also a clincher. This one is not a tubeless wheel. However, this one was designed to be a super lightweight set, and in fact, it weighs in at 1,380 grams for the pair. How we do that is we use a super thin extrusion, and then we laminate the upper part of the rim with carbon fiber. And that creates a really nice blend of a wheel that's very rigid. At the same time, it's compliant and provides you a very comfortable ride. This has all the same features with the titanium free hub body, the wider hub flange, and that as the tubeless wheel set. So it uses the same hubs and such. This wheel set has an MSRP of $1,299.
Okay, next up in the Dura-Ace wheel line.
Next up actually goes to a tubular wheel set. And when we go to tubular, we go to a full carbon fiber construction. There's no aluminum used in the rim in this at all. Because of that, you actually get the weight down to about 1,230 grams for the pair. Price does go up. It's about $2,000 retail. But it's very light, very responsive. And this is the type of wheel that you tend to see in like the Pro Tour Peloton. This is a lower profile carbon fiber tubular. Following that, we also have a higher profile tubular version, which we can talk about next. So this 50 millimeter deep High-profile carbon rim, again, uses no aluminum in this extrusion. What this does do is it provides something that's very aerodynamic, and this is one of the favorite types of wheel that you'll see in the featured in the Pro Tour for when they're trying to have, doing the time trials or stages where they know that they can really use an aerodynamic advantage. Now, something like this, it gets the MSRP up to about $2,300, and for a deep section rim, it's also reasonably light at about 1,485 grams.
Okay, and finally?
Finally, there is a variation of that 50-millimeter deep rim, and it's one where we use an aluminum extrusion and put a 50-millimeter deep carbon cap on it so that you can have a clincher wheel with that deep section. So for people who prefer the convenience of a clincher, you can ride that with a nice aerodynamic wheel. And that's a little more affordable at about $2,000. The weight does go up a little bit because it is aluminum. Weight on that one is right about 1,580 grams for the pair.
So Shimano's really invested a lot in wheel technology this year, haven't they?
Absolutely. Wheels are definitely, the new component in that sense.
That's great. Devin, thanks so much for taking me through the Shimano booth today.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Now, I know it seems like we did a lot of talking to Shimano there, and we heard a lot about wheels, but Shimano really, in certain segments of the market, it really drives the market and drives technology, drives innovation. And their focus this year on their shoe technology, and of course on their Dura-Ace carbon fiber crank, which is just a beautiful piece of machinery, and on their wheels shows where they're trying to drive innovation. And these wheels that he was describing are really beautiful, and I'd urge you to check them out on the Shimano website. And of course, there will be a link in the show notes. Well, from Shimano, we're going to switch gears. That pun was intended. And we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of really cool pieces of technology that you can bring with you on your bike. And the first one is from a company called Allen Sports. I'm with Alex Allen from Allen Sports. And Allen Sports is doing a lot with electronics in the bike business. And the first product that you've got is a Bluetooth stereo headset. Tell me about that.
Well, this headset's designed to allow you to listen to music off of your cell phone in a stereo form. It allows you to get rid of a separate MP3 player or iPod, and it gives you the ability to answer calls while you're out riding. And it's has volume controls. You can scroll forward and backwards in terms of songs. It's designed as a clip itself, so it'll clip to your camelback, your backpack, or your jersey. It comes with a neck lanyard, so you can hang it around your neck or use it in that fashion.
So something, in a way, you sort of glossed over, but I want to highlight. You said, listen to it off your cell phone. So most of us are already carrying our cell phones when we ride, and a lot of those have the capability of storing music. Now we don't need to have an iPod with us.
That was the basis for this product to begin with, was to allow you to listen to music wirelessly off of your cell phone and not have to worry about having a separate device that you're using to listen to music with.
That is great. And what's the suggested retail on that product?
Suggested retail for this product is $119.99.
So price of a good pair of headphones already, so that's great. But what I really stopped by for, and the main reason I stopped by, is because you have a very innovative GPS product that also goes through your cell phone. First, tell me a little bit about the GPS receiver itself. I'm looking at it. It's about the size of like the old iPod Nano, is that right?
Exactly. And the receiver itself is really neat because it was designed for use in Holland, where the average sea level is 4 feet below sea level. And we chose to go with this particular unit and went with it because it has a much faster startup time than a normal GPS receiver, just for that reason.
So you put this little thing, you take it out, you let it acquire, now you put it in your jersey pocket, now what?
It's picking up signals from up to 12 satellites and sending that via your Bluetooth to your cell phone, and it's putting your coordinates on your cell phone.
But what if I don't have the cell phone with the right OS? How does that work?
Well, what we've got is a software that comes as part of the package for both the products we're using, which will run on just about any type of cell phone. That is, one will offer street-level navigation with turn-by-turn voice commands, over 20 million points of interest, power search from a broad number of databases, an all-in-one search, and so using that GPS receiver, it's going to coordinate with that software and really effectively turn your cell phone into a full-functioning GPS device.
So with this little product
and my cell phone and the software that comes with it that's going to run on virtually any cell phone, I can have turn-by-turn directions just like I would have in a dash-mounted unit.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is the mobility of it, where you can use it on your bicycle, in your vehicle. If you're traveling on business to another part of the country, another part of the world for that matter, you're always going to have that navigation capability right with you in a device that you're carrying with you already, which is your cell phone.
Now, one of the issues that I have with, for instance, my dash-mounted GPS is I go looking for a Starbucks, and it gives me one 5 counties away, and I know there's one close. But the problem is the point of interest database hasn't been updated. How often am I going to have to update this?
You're actually never going to have to update this product because it's one of the real strengths of the cell-based product to begin with, is that all the mapping content is current because it's being fed over your media network.
So when Starbucks opens up a new facility and it goes into my local phone book, it's automatically in my phone?
Absolutely, and if they were to open up a new highway, that's going to show up as in your turn-by-turn directions as well. So you're always up to date as long as it's been updated at the source. So
that's great if I'm driving around or I'm on my bike and I want directions, but what about fitness features? What if I want to go on a hike? What if I want to go on a ride? I want to know how fast I'm going, the distance. What do you have for that?
We've got another product that we're coming out with for that called Outdoor, and what that really does is it puts full topographical map coverage for the U.S. and street-level map coverage for all of North America and Europe on your phone. And what it does is while you're out riding, it's recording your metrics such as average speed, max speed, calories burned, distance traveled, and time in route. And it's recording all of that. It's showing you that with your position overlaid on either street-level or topographical map and sending all that back up to a server so you can review it at a later date online.
So I can watch it on my handlebars with this mount that you've got. And then later on when I get home, it's automatically available to me on the web?
Absolutely. You don't have to plug your computer in or anything like that. And even if you're out of cell phone, it's out of cell range, it's recording that data, saving it, and as soon as you get back into range, it's going to send it all up to a server.
Okay, so this sounds like it's going to be astronomically expensive. What are we talking about for these two products?
Well, the Navigator, which is street-level navigation, has got a suggested retail of $349.99, and then the Outdoor product, which is the topo coverage, has a retail of $239.99.
Do I have to subscribe to these updates, or is this something that I automatically get when I buy the product?
With both products, what you're getting is a lifetime license on the software. So if you update your phone, if actually the software itself updates or anything like that, you can download it for free, enter your license code, and you're ready to go. There are no monthly recurring fees at all.
And where can people find out more information?
At www.allensportsusa.com.
That's great. Alex, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
A couple of great pieces of technology there. And Alex is a great spokesman for his company. He definitely has a passion for the products. We sat there and talked for about 20 minutes about the various products that he's manufacturing. And Allen Sports is probably best known over the years for their racks. So to see them branching out into technology and to watch Alex bringing the company into the 21st century, it's just fantastic. It's a really good thing to see from a long-standing family company in the bicycle industry. Now, from a long-standing company in the bike industry to a newcomer, I've told you before that it's great just walking down the aisles and seeing new products and new developments in the bike industry. And here's a new product that I found as I just walked by their booth.
So I'm walking down the aisle, and I come across this booth where I hear music, and automatically my head turns. And what do I see but a wireless speaker system for iPods, and something that the listeners have talked to me about in emails, especially recently, getting headphones out of people's ears while they ride. And so I met Jeff. He's the CEO of Sci-Fi. Jeff, tell me about your product.
Thank you. Well, honestly, the opportunity really was, how do you create a safe way to ride for people? And what we want to do is we want to take the iPod, which clearly is the largest install base, and find a way to do that. So I created a wireless iPod speaker, which is smaller, about the size of a deck of cards. It weighs 3 ounces, and it lasts 6 hours on a 1 hour charge. And basically, you hook up a small transmitter to your iPod, and it transmits the track and volume and play and pause right to your stem on your speaker, on your handlebar.
So tell me a little bit about the technology behind it, because, of course, this is obviously radio frequency technology. How does it sound?
Sure. Well, it works on the same 2.4 gigahertz, but there's a technology called Clear. And Clear is my technology partner, and I have an exclusive for it in this sector. And it allows us to do many things. To begin with, it's 10 times the battery life as Bluetooth. It's 100% lossless audio, so it's the best audio that you can get. It also allows multi-pointing, so I can actually have four speakers actually running off of one iPod at the same time. So you and your friends all in a 30-foot radius can all be riding and listening to the same music.
Now, when you buy the package from your company, how much does it cost and what do you get?
Well, it's $149.95, and for that you get the transmitter, the speaker, the bike mount, and the charger, everything you need. All you need is an iPod, and it works with any 10-pin connector iPod, the old 9.0, the current, the big one, the new one, the brand new one, which I have right here. It all works.
Does it work with the iPhone?
Not yet, but it will. It will. I haven't figured it out yet, but I will another month or so.
And you're also telling me about a new model that you're going to be coming out with, because this is going to take some real estate on the handlebars. So how are you going to deal with that?
Very good question. What we're hoping to have out for next year is this, because this Clear technology allows up to 4 data streams, we're going to have music be one data stream. We're also going to then have speed. We're going to stream wireless speed, wireless cadence, and wireless heart rate. So on one device, you'll have a screen that'll give you the cadence, speed, heart rate, and the track all on your speaker and a little light too. So everything will all be combined in one unit.
Great convergence to get those headphones out of your ears. What's been the response so far during this first day of the show?
I'm blown away. I mean, honestly, I only wish I had them to sell here and it wasn't prototypes. The biggest compliment when someone takes out their wallet and goes, here's my credit card, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't sell it to you. They'll be available in February. And it's just been great. I'm just thrilled.
Let's talk about batteries. Does the transmitter work off the power on the iPod? And what sort of batteries do you put into the speakers?
The transmitter pulls very, very low wattage out of the actual iPod itself. So it still runs in that same about 6 hours. And the charger, once it's charged, it takes an hour to charge, and you can then ride for 6 hours off the speaker itself. So it's the same plus or minus 5.5 to 6 hours riding off your Nano and on your speaker.
So because it's not going to be out until February, where can people look online to start drooling now?
Well, you can actually do pre-orders on my website, and it's mycyfi.com, mysci-fi.com is the name of the company, and it's, you know, go to the website, mysci-fi, and you can pre-order, and we'll be shipping in February.
Great, and we'll put a link in the show notes. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we've discussed the CycleSound speaker system on the show before, and it looks like this mysci-fi is going to be another great alternative to get those headphones out of your ears. And I wasn't joking when I was talking to Jeff. I've gotten a number of emails over the last couple of days of people urging me to do a little bit more to try to get people not to wear those headphones. And I think that that was sparked by the story we did a couple of weeks ago about the individual who was tragically killed as he was crossing some train tracks, and he was wearing headphones in both ears, didn't hear the train coming, and was struck and killed. So this is a great product that's going to definitely advance safety when we're out there on the road, but we also want to be entertained while we're out there. So we'll look for that to be coming out real soon. And of course, there are links in the show notes. Okay, a little bit of a shorter show for you today, but I do know that I've got a lot set up for you for tomorrow. So get your rest. I know I'm going to need mine. And we will be right back tomorrow with another episode of the Fredcast from right here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. In the meantime, if you'd like to send us an email, please do so. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can always check out what's going on with the Fredcast on our website at www.thefredcast.com. Going to go out tonight, as we do every time we do Interbike, with just a little bit of Jimmy Bratcher's music. His song is called Happy, and it's from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Enjoy your rest, enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.